Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am Molly McCord. It is July 16th, 2013. Thank you for being here. As the show was starting, I had some technical difficulties, so the energy is blowing out the radio waves. I'm hoping you can hear me okay. I'm just going to speak as if you can. If there are any technological issues with this show, I will record it at a future time, but just wanted to let you know that I couldn't hear a part of the show as it started, so I trust all is well. Thank you for being here. This is a lovely, lovely, beautiful energy we're creating together. We're talking about the normalcy of shrinking friendship circles right now. It's normal, and I'm going to share with you why, some tips, the understanding and insight around this trend. I'm hearing it from a lot of astrology clients. I'm seeing it, and it's part of the energy shift we're moving through right now. Connections that we formed with other people are no longer alive. The connections are no longer there. The energy is no longer supporting it, and there's really important reasons why. So first of all, sorry, I just had a download come in of energy coming through. It's important to know that you have everything you need. You have and you are everything you need. And with that basic understanding, it can shift how you spend your time, the work you choose to do daily, what you want to do, opposed to what you feel you should do, and it changes relationships. Because when you know that you have everything you need, you don't look outside yourself for more and more and more. As we move through these energy changes, as we progress on our spiritual journeys, we are returning to ourselves as full, complete vessels of energy, self-supporting, self-respecting, self-honoring, self-loving, self-valuing. All of these things are alive. And we come to believe in that in deeper, stronger ways. Because you can know these things or think these things, but it's until you believe them and hold them as your truth, that is when the shifts really, truly occur. More and more of us are doing that at this time. We are changing the energy on the planet in exponential ways. We are changing it in ourselves. And as we do that, we change it in our lives. Now, the romantic relationships, I've talked about those in other shows, so I'm not going to touch too deeply on romantic. I want to focus on friendship. Because friendship is a different energetic dynamic. And it's important right now, especially for women, especially for female relationships, usually with relationships being a prime source of energy for ourselves. The social connections, the emotional connections, the communications, nurturing, support, validation, all those things are wrapped up into female relationships and more. And as we bring those energies back to ourselves and we source it from within, we no longer are reliant upon the source externally. And part of the spiritual journey encapsulates those tenets of knowing that you have everything you need and you source it from yourself and that you're not reliant upon others for it. When we are changing the dynamic within ourselves, we're changing it between those friendships as well. And everything is energy. So the person, I would like you to just choose a friend, okay? Just choose somebody who comes to mind right away, and I'm just going to say Jane. We're just going to use a Jane as the woman that I will reference in this example. As you change, Jane notices. She might not know why. She might not know how. She might not get it or understand what's going on, but she's aware of it. Energetically, vibrationally, on some levels, she's observing it. The conversations between you are changing, the things you share, what you want to talk about and discuss are different things. Perhaps they no longer line up as they used to. You know, maybe she wants to talk about television shows and you're not really interested in the reality stuff or the latest sitcom. There's just this lack of connection. And it's because as you grow on your path, your interests change, your energies change, your perspective changes. And so Jane looks at you and she wonders, well, what's going on? Because I don't know who she is anymore. I don't know what's happening, and I want to understand, but I also, a part of her maybe doesn't want to completely understand. And that is what comes down to choice. Her choice is as equally honored as your choice. And so if you are pursuing new interests and following new possibilities and things in your life, and perhaps those just aren't her interests, and chances are that is part of her own soul energy, her own imprint, is that she just is not interested in those things that you are interested in. That is perfect. Absolutely. And so when these changes start to occur, a lot can come up. The emotional stuff comes up. Perhaps it's rejection, betrayal, abandonment, you know, name anything, right? Like notice what comes up for you as the main theme. Is it the anger? Is it hurt, resentment, sadness, all of that, pain? Does it connect to a childhood wound or a childhood memory? What is it for you? Because as these friendships change, and when they change unexpectedly, they do trigger us. They do get to those parts of us that don't want to be alone, that don't want to be left behind, that don't want to be pushed aside, that don't want to be ignored. Now, I want to infuse this part of the conversation with the beautiful question that came through as I started doing writing out this topic. I put the topic on Blog Talk Radio this morning because I was guided to do the show right away instead of waiting just to do it today. And so I followed that. And as I was preparing for the show, a question came through, okay? And here's what it is. First of all, think of your favorite archangel or your favorite spirit guide. And then think of it as, for me, I chose Archangel Michael. Who is Archangel Michael's best friend? Who is your spirit guide's best friend? Who is the archangel you thought of? Who is their best friend? no one, because it's everyone. And this, I thought, was a beautiful point. Energetically, archangels, spirit guides, masters of light, master teachers, see us as equals. They understand who we are from a soul perspective and from an energetic space, and they see how we chose to be here for this human experience. This as equals, they are here to support us and be of service to us. However, what they want us to know is that friendship is a human relationship. It's something that was created to help build and foster humanity's growth. Friendship is something that has been required, and it's necessary. We are social beings. We want to connect and relate. However, in spirit form, there's no need for friendship as we know it, because there is just love. It is loveship. It is divine appreciation, understanding, joy, gratitude for all of the souls. There are no favorites. It's more about understanding that we're all connected and that we have support when we need it. So know that friendship is a human relationship. It's a human need. And as we progress on our spiritual journey, our human needs change. And friendship represents that change. The friendships that are ending, changing, transitioning, however you care to describe it, are doing so for your soul's growth. This is a conscious decision by your soul, because that person has been with you for a significant part of this lifetime. They have helped you. They have supported you. They have loved you. They have been what you've needed. And now you're getting to a point where you don't need them in the same way, and they don't need to be of service to you in the same way. And keep in mind that this is reciprocal. So you have also been of service to them, and now you no longer need to be of service and support to them. See how it's a mutual thing at a soul level? It is a mutual agreement that it's just time to follow different paths. And our human selves have the emotional component, but our soul selves don't. I believe it's very important to honor our emotions. If you are angry, be in the anger. If you are hurt, be in the hurt. If you are feeling anything, allow yourself to be in that space, knowing that it does not define you. It does not limit you. It does nothing to hold you back. You're just honoring and potentially grieving that friendship change. This, like I said, it's a trend right now. I have connected with people who literally feel all alone in their town, who have said, I have no one to hang out with. That is why we have the internet right now, so that we can connect with like-minded people, even if in our daily life we don't have immediate groups to go out with. I have had conversations with women who are not sure how to understand the relationship changes, and so a part of them is holding on to it, because there is an unspoken obligation or expectation that you should have friends for a lifetime, right? Think about that one. Think about when you go to a wedding or a class reunion or somewhere and people say, oh, I've known this person since we were in second grade together. Or, oh, we've known each other and we've been best friends since high school. You know, people really value their lifetime friends. And that's wonderful. That is also a soul agreement. That is a soul contract there. Some friendships are soulmates, meaning you could have a lifetime friendship with somebody who was your husband in another lifetime. and they're your best friend this time around. So there's many ways that this can unfold. But what I want to validate is that it's okay if you do not have people that you would call lifetime friends anymore. I think it's really important for people to hear that right now, especially women, because we have a tendency to think, what's wrong with me? Why don't I have lifetime friendships? Am I odd? Is there something wrong with me? Am I not doing something right? No, no, and no. It's about how you are purposefully changing your energy as you progress on a spiritual path, how you are honoring yourself, how you are loving yourself, how you are respecting yourself, and the authenticity that's involved with that. Now, there is this trend of the friendships shrinking, and I'm seeing circles because it's almost like people are walking away from groups, or they're walking away from friendship clans, associations, what have you. There just isn't a connection there for it. And as they walk away, it's like the tide going out, right? It just takes away everything. That's the feeling. It's taking away. It's removing. Astrologically, this is associated with Neptune in terms of like the bigger picture of something dissolving and transitioning. And the purpose of this is because what it's bringing in is higher levels of self-love, self-honor, self-trust, belief in you and your path and what you need, and an understanding that something better is occurring. So remember, friendships are ending for your soul's growth. Friendships are ending with love, with peace, with honor for each other. In fact, this could have been the very purpose of the friendship. So let's go back to our example with Jane. And your friend Jane that you've known for many, many years is no longer comfortable around you, or you don't have much to talk about, or you feel like you should hang out with her out of obligation, but you don't really want to. All of that is related, same energetic dynamic. And this is where Jane has gifted you with a beautiful understanding of who you have been, of parts of yourself. Think of everything that this friendship brought to you, whether it's the inside joke or the chats on the phone or hanging out, vacations, on and on. What has Jane brought you and your experience that nobody else could bring? And love that about her. Appreciate that in her. Understand the perfection and beauty of her role. Because that is also why we have these friendships in the first place, is to experience more love. When something is ending, when we are grieving it, when we see it going away, it brings up all that, you know, the sadness or whatever it is underneath. But it's the fact that you even had that beautiful relationship to begin with is where you will find the greater levels of peace and love and joy for the role she has played. And so keep in mind that as the relationship, the friendship is transitioning, leaving, going away, what is coming to your awareness now about yourself and your energy that was not there before? What is coming up now that you never saw before for whatever reason? It just wasn't available to you, the insights weren't available to you, or you weren't able to see it. It doesn't matter why you didn't see it. The point is that what is coming through now that is assisting you with greater self-understanding? So, for example, many people many women are such beautiful givers, and they can be unaware of how much they listen and take on other people's problems or try to solve their problems or do a lot in order to keep their relationship going. If you were to look back on your relationship with Jane, what would you see about your role in the dynamic that you didn't see before? Did you allow her to do too much of the talking? Did you take care of her too much? Was it not reciprocal? Did you find yourself always doing one thing more than the other thing with her? Just look back in an observer role and see what you notice. Because that is another part of these relationship changes, is that you're seeing an older version of yourself, and then you can consciously choose to change that around and not continue that same pattern because now you see it. And it's only because you see it with Jane that you get it. And that's another gift that the relationship offers. So I offer that because we really need to connect to the blessings of a situation, especially if the situation feels like it wasn't our choice or that we didn't have any say in it. You know how that is when you feel like it's happening to you, although it's really not, but that could be the feeling. So I want to give you a few things you can do to help move through friendship changes, and if they are playing in your psyche, if they are holding you back, if they're keeping you in a state of questioning or sorrow or, you know, any of that stuff that feels heavy, I want to offer you a few ways of moving through that. Imagine you and your friend as light bodies, meaning all light, whether that's white, yellow, purple, silver, whatever you're drawn to. Imagine yourselves as two light bodies. And in that state, I'm feeling like this is best to imagine when you're in a meditative state. Imagine that you're sitting with her, across from her. Ask her any questions you need answered or explanations, or just say what you need to say. Express yourself. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for all of our time together. I appreciate you. I love you. There will never be another like you. Whatever you need to say, imagine it as an interaction between yourselves as light, because that is essentially what exists. And that is where energetically you want to connect to. It's going to move you through any roadblocks or barriers faster if you can see it as being two light bodies. Another practice would be writing out any of your feelings, writing a letter. That, for some reason, that felt a little heavy to me, writing a letter. If it resonates with you, beautiful, you should follow it. But I think the reason why it felt heavy is because I'm getting the message that we need to work with this energetically, and we have support with working on an energetic level. So anything in your meditation, anything in your dream state as well, it's a lovely way to work with this energetically. Another suggestion is to speak to the other person's higher self. And to do this, it depends how you work with energy and if you're familiar with this or not. I would say it's probably not for the very beginner, but just trust what you're drawn to. When you're speaking to another's higher self, it will feel energetically different. You'll just sense a certain authority, a knowingness. Trust the answers. Trust what you hear, trust the understanding, and know that it's coming from a very high place. Back to that question I asked you about who is Archangel Michael's best friend. Who is your archangel's best? It's a little bit of a cheeky question, but the point is that you don't need best friends. We want them. We want connections. We want friends, absolutely. But we're getting to a place where you don't need it. You're not reliant upon it. And what's going to start to happen more frequently is that you're going to find yourself connecting with other people effortlessly and easily based on the same energetic frequencies and vibrations. And you will connect with them from a place where you don't need anything from them. You just want to enjoy them. You just want to be able to interact and connect and laugh and chat. There are so many changes happening right now that try not to worry about who is in your immediate town, neighborhood, vicinity. Try not to go there because those shifts are going to happen in due time, whether you move or whether other people move to you. Keep that in mind, that even if you're not moving, other people could be moving into your neighborhood. So be aware of that, that you know, there are new friendships occurring and happening, showing up, especially online, and to know that there are so many people in the world to connect with, that as we clear out and release, let go, purify these other experiences, we make way for truer connections that meet us at where we are right now. So allow yourself to move through anything that's coming up with the full faith and trust that more people are on their way to you and that you're going to have some really fabulous new connections and new friends on the horizon. Yeah, that feels really good. So I hope this has been very helpful for you in providing understanding and love, and to remember that you have everything you need, and it's a really exciting time to keep following that energy. Thank you for being here. I hope you find another show of the Conscious Cool Chic radio station that you enjoy, and I will be back tomorrow, July 17th, with a special live show about astrology and a free meditation. So I hope to see you there. Thank you so much.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment.